Time to have a look at the meeting in Launceston on Friday night here on From the Stables. And Troy McDonald joins me online to have a chat about his strides on the program. How are you going, Troy?
Good, thanks, Dad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight into it. Race 1, Horse 9, C. Sky placed at Scottsdale 2 starts ago and was only 4 metres behind Heidi Go Seek in Hobart last week.
Yeah, she's racing pretty good at the moment. Didn't get out till late. Hit the line good, and she's got a nice little trailing draw there, similar sort of field. She repeats the way she's been racing. I'm sure she's going to be right in it.
Race 2, you drive the Lemon Drop Kid, who finally gets a decent draw with the pole position here in the Harry Holgate Memorial Heat. And look, from the inside, draw gives you a few options early.
Yeah, that's it. He's got the nice draw, and sort of he's a pretty good front runner, so it'll be option one to try and hold up. And he got a good trip there. It's not a bad field, but he's got the draw and he should be in it.
The drive in race 3 is an emergency, so we'll skip that one and go to race 4, where you've got the drive on Stylish Trend, a Scottsdale winner 3 starts ago, and should appreciate a drop in class here from a good front row draw.
Yeah, similar to Lemon Drop, he's got the nice draw there and plenty of options. He'll hold his own early and a couple of nice ones on the outside there. If the option came to take a trail on one of them, he's not a bad little sit sprinter, so... Yeah, he's got plenty of options from the draw, and as you say, it's a field that he's capable of winning against.
You drive Lake Airy in race 5, draws wide in barrier number 6, and he's fast up from a bit of a spell. He hasn't been seen since finishing down the track at Carrick on December 1.
Yeah, it's an awkward draw there. We'll probably look to go back early and just hopefully running on at the end, return to form. He's been a bit hot and cold lately when he was in lately, and you know, at his best, he's capable of winning that.
And Troy, your last driver of the night is Majestic SJ in the last race. He's got a 20-metre handicap to contend with. What did you make of his last start, 5th in Hobart?
Yeah, he raced okay last start. You know, the trotters are always going against each other, and he's probably got beat a little bit by the same ones, especially the stable mate. Gets a little 10-metre release on the handicap, but, you know, I'd be surprised if he won, but he's a place chance.
Who do you reckon your best winning chances in Launceston on Friday night, Troy?
I think C-Sky.
C-Sky, the best. Appreciate the insight into your drives, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Duncan.
A reminder to punters that there is a heatwave across Australia at present, which has unfortunately seen the postponement of the Tasmanian Derby meeting at Hobart on Friday, as well as a number of race meetings across the country. Sky Racing have been amending the start times of various race venues to accommodate more race meetings on Sky Racing 1. At the time of recording, the first race at Launceston is 2 past 6, the first two races on Sky Racing 1, and if there is any more abandoned race meetings, who knows, there might be a couple of more end up on the Red Channel. So make sure you keep up to date with the latest in start times across the social media and wagering service providers. And if you're having a betting on Launceston on Friday, I wish you the very best of luck.